Hi, my name is Denise and I'm recorded line. Is this regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, it is.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Is this Jamelia Cannon?
Jamelia Cannon, yes.
Perfect. Your phone number is 630-687-5110.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So let me pull up the intake here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then will this intake be in regards to a new or existing claim?
New.
Okay. And then the reason for this is for you to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim now?
No, I do not.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not done any of that.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm?
Oh, yes. I'm
Okay,
sorry, I
no
didn't hear the first
problem.
one.
And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, it sounds like, so I will put that on here. And then are you a
Thank
resident
you.
and citizen of the United States?
I am.
Perfect. And then what was your diagnosis after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Meningioma.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you
Thank you.
feeling now, most importantly?
I am much better.
Much better. Has it been a while? When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on August 19th of 2019.
Oh, August of 2019. Okay. So you've gone through treatment and everything and you're feeling better now?
That is correct.
Oh, that's good to hear. Let me put this on the diagnosing date here. I do have to put an exact date for the date of diagnosis. Do you remember if it was early August, middle of August, end
So
of
the 19th.
August? Oh, the 19th of 2019. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that information. And then where was the meningioma located in your body?
Was in my brain.
Brain. Okay. I will put that on here. And then what is your date of birth, Miss Cannon?
October 11th, 1977.
Okay, let me put that on here. Let's see, October 11th of 1977. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then let's see here. Do you have any family, friends, coworkers that were also affected by the Depo Provera that were able to assist?
No.
No? Okay, no problem. And did you receive the Depo Provera pill or the Depo Provera shot?
The shot.
The shot? Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
The brand that I used was Pfizer.
Okay. It sounds like that was the name brand. So we'll put name brand Depo Provera on here. And by any chance, do you remember it being just Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
Just
I
Depo
can
Provera.
just Depo Provera. Okay, no problem. And when did you start using Depo Provera? We do have to put an actual date, so even if it's a guesstimate, around what time, what date?
Okay, so about the first week of May of 2017.
Okay. Would it be safe to say
So
like
I
May
could say like
5th?
the second, yeah,
Oh,
something
okay, the
the May
second. We'll
second.
put the second, no problem. Okay. So May 2nd of 2017, and then when did you stop taking Depo?
I stopped it August the 18th of 2019.
Okay. So then, August 18 of 2019, right before your diagnosis. Okay. And so, you took it for 2 years then, it looks like. So we will put that on here. How many years was Depo-Provera used? We'll put 2. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis? Okay. And then how many total injections of Depo-Provera did you use? So we can do the math here.
Okay,
If you
eight.
did 8 total, okay, perfect. So we'll put 8. And then let's see. Do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection?
No.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1992 through the present date? We'll put yes for that question because you used it from 17 to 2019. And then let me put on here it was the meningioma diagnosis. And then we have to ask everyone for quality assurance purposes. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay, and your marital status?
Divorce.
Okay, and then let me put your first name on here. And your last name. Let me just copy and paste. Do you have a middle initial, Miss Cannon?
L.
L as in Lima, okay. And then whenever you're ready, we will be needing a social security in order for the law firm to do an identity verification. 338
368
66
67
67
16
16 338 66 6716. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have an email address on file, jaiscannon77@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then phone number 630-687-5110. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then your home address, please.
800 Stone Glen, Stonegleen, Court.
GLEN Court. Okay.
And that's in McDonough, MCDONOUGH. That's Georgia 30252.
Perfect. Okay. Let me put on here Georgia. And then, is there an apartment number?
No, it's a house.
A house. Okay, perfect. And was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
The doctor, like this office.
Okay. And then, what state did you live in while you were receiving the injections?
In Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, perfect. What locations of the body was the injection administered?
To the bot my buttocks area.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product? And I believe that was the same question from earlier. So that would be around 8. Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor medical staff member that administered the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Durrell Anglin.
Dr. Durrell Anglin. Okay. Let me look him up in Georgia. Is he at Piedmont Healthcare?
He that's where my that's where the surgery, the hospital, yes, that's the hospital.
Okay. So I did find a Daryl Windsor England Junior MD. Does that sound right?
Is it Angly? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
And then the first name is spelled Derrell.
Correct.
Okay, it sounds like this is the right one. So let me just copy and paste his name on here, and then we'll figure out what address you were going to at that time. Name of the facility where Depo-Provera was administered. So where was it that you were getting the depot? Where was he at that time?
The address is using his address to
Yes.
the what not the, okay, 55 Sims Street, SIMS Street, and that's in McDonough, Georgia as well. And the zip code is 30253.
30253. Okay. Let's see. Hey. I did find a, did you say Sims Street?
Yes.
Okay. So 55 Sims Street, McDonough, Georgia. Okay.
Georgia.
Perfect. Let me enter his information on here.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I did put his address on there. And then the facility name, I'm not seeing a facility name on here. Was it like a medical center you were going to?
No, it's his doctor's office.
Just a, like a doctor's office. Okay. And then let me put the, do you happen to have the phone number handy? If not, I can
Yes.
put the one that's on here.
770
770
957
957
3922.
3922. Okay, 770-957-3922. Perfect. So then I have that information on here. Thank you for that. And then were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Have you used any hormone, any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
Okay. And then prescribing doctor. So I know you mentioned Daryl. This is where you were getting the Depo-Provera administered. Would that be the same as your prescribing doctor?
That was, yes, he was the one who, yes.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Let me just copy and paste his information. Let's see. Phone number. Address. Perfect. So now we have doctor's name, facility, address, phone number. Perfect. And then what a pharmacy, your local pharmacy, what where were you going to pick up any either depo related items or meningioma medication?
From the hospital.
The hospital? Okay. What hospital was that? Was that Piedmont or
Altima.
I'm sorry?
Piedmont.
Okay. Was that the one on the 55 Sim Street?
No, that's the doctor's office. The Piedmont Hospital, if you want that information.
Yes.
Okay. Piedmont Hospital is 1133 Eagle Landing Parkway.
Eagle Landing Parkway. Okay, perfect. I did find it on here. It's under Piedmont Henry. Let me just enter this information in here. Okay, address, phone number. Okay, so we have the name, the address, the phone number, and then were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm sorry, some of these questions might sound redundant, but I do have to ask them. And
That's
you did
fine.
confirm earlier that you were diagnosed in Georgia, or actually, you confirmed earlier you were diagnosed in Georgia and everything happened in Georgia, correct? Okay. Okay, thank you for that. And then let's see. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, Ms. Cannon? Was
You
it
said
an
method.
MRI, CT scan, or both?
Yes, so the test, I had to do a blood test, and then I did a C scan and an MRI, and then the final thing they did was a biopsy.
And a biopsy. Okay. Let me write this in the notes down below before I forget, because I don't it's only giving me an option to either put CT scan, MRI, or both, but I did write it in the notes down below on the rest of the information you provided. So thank you for that. And then as far as your diagnosing doctor, who diagnosed you?
Dr. Robert Friedman.
Dr. Robert Freeman, you said?
Yes,
Okay.
it's Friedman.
FRR. ED.
Friedman.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Okay, let's see. Dr. Robert B. Friedman, neurosurgeon in Stockbridge, Georgia. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just enter his information. Were you seeing him at a specific facility? Because, every time I type in the doctor's name, it just comes up with like different addresses.
Was he at, are you asking, was he at, he was at Piedmont Hospital.
A Piedmont hospital. Okay, the same information, right, that you gave me earlier. Okay, I'll put that in here. Okay, let me just put neurosurgeon on here. And then, were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
Prior, no.
Okay. So now we have that. And then, have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and where did you receive treatment?
All that was again at the hospital.
Okay, I'll put that on here as well. What type of treatment did you receive, Miss Cannon?
So after my surgery, I did radiation and then chemo for 6 months.
Radiation
And
and chemo for 6 months. Okay.
they cut me on pain meds. And so every 2 months I visit my doctor for MRI.
Every 2 months, seeing doctor for MRI. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that information. And was your diagnosing doctor, Dr. Robert Friedman, was he also your treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste his information in this section. Phone number. Okay, perfect. So now we have that information filled in. And then, do you have a family history of meningioma, Ms. Cannon?
No.
Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma? You did receive you did have surgery. So
Yes,
how
that's
long?
just 12 days. That was my 4 days.
Did you say 12 days?
Yes.
Okay, so 12 days in the hospital. And then do you remember, because you were diagnosed August 19 of 2019, how soon after that did you receive treatment?
So my surgery date was on, it was right after that because how bad it was. It was August 21st.
Oh, wow. You received
Yeah,
surgery right
so.
away. Okay. I'm glad that you got treated immediately.
Was quick.
Yeah, oh my gosh, because you were diagnosed on the 19th and then you went in for surgery on the 21st. Okay, so I will put that on here. Surgery date. Okay. Okay. And then prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever exposed to radiation?
No.
Okay. And then have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too?
No.
Okay. And then, do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor?
It wasn't it I mean I know what I it was how do you like I started to notice it was sporadic, like because it was like after I take the shot then I would notice irregular bleeding or something like that, and then I was just like, okay, it's just a shot, and then they tell you certain things to look out for then, so it was like I didn't really get into it until the month of August when I was really feeling really bad. That's when I went to the doctor, it was like something is wrong.
Okay. So the irregular bleeding and
Mood swings. I had a severe like headaches. That was crazy. And
severe
then some
headaches.
vision problems. And
Headaches.
so when I had the vision problems, that's when I was like, let me go to the hospital right now, the doctor.
Yeah. Okay. I will definitely put this on the notes. I guess they want me to put a date on here. When did you begin having symptoms? And then I will also put what you mentioned on in under the notes here,
I
the
guess you could
medical notes.
say within the second year, the start of the second year, I was
Within the
noticing
second year.
something,
Okay.
or
So
something
then
was just different.
Okay, no problem. We'll put August of 2019, right? Because that's when you stopped.
2018. That'll be the that yeah, that's not stop.
Did you? Okay, so August of 2019 is when you stopped taking depo. Or you? Okay, got it.
So the
Okay.
second I started in 2017, I feel like around 2018, January of
Oh,
2018,
yes, that makes
or
sense
something,
because you
and
did.
then going into the August, right.
Oh, okay. So then in 2018, we'll put August 5th of 2018. Is that okay? When you
Okay.
began to like notice the symptoms? Okay. Making sure. And then let me write the symptoms here in the notes. Okay. So I have that here. And then do you have a copy of your medical re record showing a meningioma diagnosis?
I have them, but I don't have them handy right now. I put that up in storage, so
No
I'll just put
problem.
it up.
So the law firm will definitely explain everything to you when it comes to medical records. This is just a general question we ask everyone. Should the law firm have
Okay.
a difficult time obtaining the medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
I could send them in a couple of days, or the hospital can send them to you.
No problem. I just need to pick one, mail, electronically, or both. And again, they'll definitely go over all this with
I can
you
do it
on
by
the
mail.
call. Okay, perfect. And then do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I don't have it.
Okay. And then Ms. Cannon, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Listen.
Okay. And then can I get the first name, please?
Payton, Taiton.
T-A-I-T-A-N.
Ton.
Got it. T-A-I-T-O-N.
Lindsay, Lindsey.
Lindsey. Okay. Phone number?
Our number is 404-977-0201.
Okay, and then relationship.
My daughter.
Okay, perfect. And then would you like to provide an email for your daughter?
No, see, I think you can just use mine.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I'm
No
here.
problem. And then she does live with you, so then I'll put Georgia on here. And then we always need to confirm that you're able to please provide a legible signature. Like the reason why is because sometimes they run it through a system, and so it needs to be legible, like your first name, last name. So I will put on here that you're able to provide a signature. A legible signature. And then let's see here. It looks like we have completed everything. I'm just going to review some important details with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos. Okay.
Okay.
So let me scroll up here. Okay, so Ms. Cannon, you did confirm with me that you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with another law firm. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident and citizen of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain. Date of diagnosis, August 19 of 2019. Date of birth, 10/11 of 1977. Does everything sound accurate so far?
Yes.
Okay, you did take the double Provera injectable name brand. You took it for about 2 years, from 17 to 2019. 18. Actually, let me change that. Was that 3 years?
Two.
2 years, that's right. How many? Yeah, okay. Sorry, I had to change something on the date. I noticed the typo. So you started taking it from 5/22/2017, and then you stopped taking it August 18 of 2019. Let me keep scrolling down here. First name JAMILIA, middle initial L as in Lima, last name CANNON, Social Security 338666716, phone number 630-687-5110, email address JAICANNON77 at gmail.com, address 800 Stone Glen Court, McDonough, Georgia, no apartment or unit number. Does everything sound accurate?
Yes.
Perfect. Then we have all the medical notes, your medical doctors on here as well, your treatment date, and so your emergency contact. Awesome. Let me just check something really quickly here. Okay. So, before we wrap up, Ms. Cannon, I just want to make sure you know what to expect. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize your claim. And then either me or the law firm will be reaching out to you either today or in a few hours. It just depends. It has to go through compliance. There are times where they have me call you so I can transfer you to the law firm. So just as a heads up. And they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal, and it's part of the process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving efficiently. And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, so we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them, I will be sending you their direct number. You can always give them a call. But again, I'll definitely be updating you, okay? Perfect. And then if they do want to be in touch with you today, will you be prepared to speak to them today?
Yes, does it take quite a bit of time?
They usually the calls are pretty quick. They confirm a few details with you over the phone. I don't want to guarantee that, but that's from what I've heard. So do you have any questions before I submit this?
No, not
Okay.
anything.
Okay, perfect. So let me see here. Okay, let's see. I will be submitting this now. And then it will be going to your email shortly. When you do receive it in your email, please confirm. And then I will stay on the phone. I don't want to distract you. I'll stay on the phone in case you need assistance with signing or if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, I see the document. I can go ahead and go through it and sign it.
Perfect. Yes. And then again, let me know if you need assistance. I'll be right here. As long as they
You
are
want me to
us.
just sign it now?
Yes. If possible, that would be great.
Went ahead and signed it.
Oh, you did sign it, Miss Cannon? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I don't know how much time you have now. It looks like we have an option to get the law firm on the phone now to
Okay.
confirm the details. I just have to place you on a brief hold to make sure that we're able to do that. Do you have time now?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold. I'll be right back with you, okay? And then I have to verify that everything is good on your signatures as well. So I'm gonna be right back.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Cannon. So it still has to go through compliance. And then once it goes through compliance, I'll keep you updated on the next steps, okay? And I did look
Okay,
at
thank
your
you.
contract. Everything looks great. And then I'll definitely be updating you through text or a phone call.
That works for me.
I'm sorry.
That works for me.
Yes, so I'll definitely be contacting you, and then I wish you the best. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be in touch, Miss Cannon, okay?
Thank you. Thank
Of
you. You're
course.
welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. You take care. All right,
Bye.
bye-bye.